Next application is case number 11,500. The application of Michael and Melissa Mather. The site is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being east of Wilson Avenue, approximately 700 feet south of Lincoln Drive, being more specifically Lot 10, Block 3 within Cape Windsor Subdivision, with a 911 address of 38811 Wilson Avenue Extended, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.18, parcel 152, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. More specifically, they are requesting a 5.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling. They're requesting an 8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an HVAC platform, and requesting a 2.6-foot variance to the rear for the dwelling. We received no letters of support, no letters in opposition. We did receive one mail return on this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hunt.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Michael T. Mather, 38811 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I apologize for not having handouts for everybody. I'm not as prepared as attorneys are this evening. On this situation we have here, this home was placed on this location back in 1983. There was initially a trailer on this lot, and there was a special exception granted in 83 to allow a modular home to be placed on this location. And at that time is when Cape Windsor allows a 5-foot side yard on one side, a 10-foot on the other, 15-foot from the canal, and 5-foot from the road. So when they placed this home, they placed it 4'6" on the 5-foot side yard setback. So when I came to apply for a building permit, and I had my survey done, that's when this was discovered. Okay. So back when, as far as the special or the difficulty as far as the uniqueness, it goes back to where this special exception back in 1983 mm-hmm. occurred as far as placing this home at this location. The house changed hands 4 times since then, and I don't know whether surveys were not done at the time of this, if the homes were cash sales and surveys weren't done. We couldn't find any variances. We came up and searched, and there were no variances done. So the home being placed at that location, I feel creates the unique experience on that condition. My situation is I want to raise the home and build another floor under it and extend it towards the road 6.7 feet, which will still stay within my 5-foot setback from the property line on the front yard. I have a handicapped child. I'm trying to build a garage underneath so I can get him in and out of the vehicle in the bad weather. That's my only reason for it. And we have new storage because of the small size of the lots.
Right.
It won't change the look of the neighborhood. It won't affect the surroundings, the essential character in the neighborhood. Won't impair any views. Won't be any detriment to the public. And that's the least effect that I could use to, that 6 inches is the least effect that I can use.
Okay.
for the relief, so. That's all I have for you.
Last question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Just for clarification, how long has the HVAC platform been in?
That's been there from day one.
And it's proposed to stay in the same location?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Not at this time.
Okay. Mr. Rickard?
Oh, you had mentioned the Cape Windsor setbacks. You're familiar with what your setbacks are now, right? The county's setbacks, you're familiar with them?
Yes, sir.
5, 10, and 10 sides and 20 in the rear. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard you quote the Cape Windsor setbacks, and I didn't want you to get confused in that. You know, you know what your setbacks would be, right?
Yes, sir, but that's what I'm requesting is to be allowed the Cape Windsor setbacks, because that's where the house is placed, actually.
Well, you addressed the standards, and that's the first thing you had to do, and that's good.
Right.
You say you're going to raise the house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, you have a 42-foot height. Okay.
Maximum. Right. We're just going up one level.
Okay. All right. Fine. Because a lot of them down there go up pretty high.
Oh, I know. We're just going up one story.
So I just caution you there. It's just so you know. No other questions, Mr. Mills.
Okay. Mr. Wilman, no question. Hey, Mr. Mills.
I take it the need for the variance was realized when you what came and applied
when
for
we,
a permit.
Yes, sir.
They saw the violations. Okay, no other questions.
Are there any further questions? Mr. Knight or Mr. Sherp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
I guess make sure the actual footprint of the house isn't changing. It's just going up other than that addition to the front.
And to the right side.
Okay, but that area.
It'll stay within the
setbacks.
Okay.
Setbacks, correct.
None of the additions are going to be encroaching into the setback areas.
No, sir.
Okay. And then I guess the, are there any stairs that are exterior stairs that are going to lead to the second floor?
That will be enclosed in the addition.
Okay. So we're not going into the side yard for that. Okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no further questions?
Mr. Chairman, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For clarification, the only encroachment on the proposed additions would be on the addition adjacent to Wilson Avenue, where it would not encroach any further than the 4.6 feet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Any further?
Wilson, excuse me, Wilson Avenue, you have it at 5.1 tenths of a foot. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Your proposed addition?
Yeah, I can show you.
Yeah.
Oh, you have it?
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, the survey says 5.1.
5.1, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
The just for the board's recollection, the Cape Windsor was at one time considered to be a manufactured home community with manufactured home park type setbacks, which was inappropriate because it's actually a subdivision. Because the majority of the project had been built, there was an average established that the front yard setback was to be 5, and the side and rear setbacks were to be brought up to the AR standard for non-conforming lots. Because the lots were small, the setbacks can be 10 on the sides and 20 on the rear per county regulation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lynn. Are there any further questions?
Did you say 20 on the rear?
20 on the rear is the county because it's AR zoned.
Well, this one, particular one, is 17.4. Variance has already been approved for it.
They're requesting a 2.6-foot variance on the rear.
Right.
That's one of the variances requested.
Yeah, right, okay.
There's three variances,
right,
John.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
I guess I have one more question. It appears that The 4.6 feet for the dwelling may not be, at least on the drawing, it may or may not be equal all the way down the structure. Appears that it might be further away from the property line. towards the rear of the house.
Towards the rear, yeah, it appears that way.
So I would caution you, and that's one of the reasons I stated earlier, the proposed addition would not encroach more than...
Towards the road.
Right. Otherwise, you'd probably find yourself back in here after the fact. No other questions.
No questions, okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I obviously it's a unique situation as always in Cape Windsor. Since the applicant is not asking for anything other than what is already encroached, I think that makes the situation unique. And his request is considered necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the home was already placed there in the setback prior to his purchasing the property. We didn't hear any testimony that it would be detrimental to public welfare, and I think that his request is a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,500.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,500. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,500 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.